If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS
1124061. This quick note here from one of our listeners. Hey, John, I wanted to tell you a quick story. My mother passed away probably 18 months ago, and we're going through her things, and we see all of these notes that say 1030 WGN, don't want to miss Jonathan. That's what she called you. Me and my sister just look at each other, and we see these notes on so many pieces of paper, just random pieces of paper everywhere. She did have dementia and Alzheimer's, but she never missed the jokes. Even till the last couple of weeks of her life, she would laugh when I knew that she knew she was not going to be with us much longer. But it just made her smile, and I want to thank you. I can't believe it was such a small thing that touched my mom. Even the nurses kept WGN on for her. It was always on when we went up there until the end of her life, and I just want to say thanks. Well, thanks to all of you who send in the jokes and keep them coming. And isn't that a nice note? Oh, and speaking of thanks, let's all be nice to Marge Sipla now. Hi, Marge. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you? I'm doing great.
Marge, you're part of our jokey family, too, and I say let's be nice to Marge because we don't always agree on what the best joke of the month was, do we?
No, we don't. I'm interested to see what you think about this month.
Andy, you have... Yeah, you've got the... Okay, so Marge, you gave us your five best, right?
Yes.
And we have about three or four or five that we think should also have consideration. So rather than new jokes today, we're going to review and see what the joke of the month was. You ready, Marge?
Sounds good.
Hit it. All right, Marge, let's go with, we'll read some, you read some. You read your joke of September 1st.
So there's a policeman, and he's pulled somebody over, and he said, "Sir, you just collided with an innocent person." And the driver says, "Really? He was looking at his cell phone and not paying any attention to me." And the cop says, "Yeah, but he was in his living room."
All right, Andy, what have you got?
All right, I saw a band member take a fall at a Mexican Independence Day parade. EMTs treated him for a merry ouchie.
Marge, also like this one, 80-year-old Bessie storms into the rec room. This is my favorite of your bunch, Marge. 80-year-old Bessie storms into the rec room at the retirement home, fist raised high, and says, "All right, fellas, anyone who can guess what's in my hand gets to sleep with me tonight." And from the back, old Earl shouts, "An elephant." And Bessie says, "Close enough." All right, Marge, number four.
Hey, 11 people were hanging on a rope under a helicopter, 10 men and one woman. The rope wasn't strong enough for all of them, so they had to make a decision. Somebody needed to let go. After a debate, the woman gave a heartfelt speech. She said, "As a woman, I'm used to giving up everything for my husband, my kids, you men. I'm always sacrificing, never getting anything in return. So you know what, fellas? I'm going to let go of the rope." And after that speech, all the men started clapping.
All right, Andy, number five.
All right, an old man picked up a frog who said, "Kiss me and I will turn into a princess." And the old guy said,
"Lady, I'm 85. I'd rather have a talking frog." So those were the five. Marge did not like penguins don't get married.
Why is that?
They get cold feet. And she didn't pick, "My toilet paper packaging says 100% recycled." Let's just take a moment to think about that. And she didn't like, "My girlfriend texted me and said, I can still smell your colon on my pillow." And that, folks, is why spelling matters. And what about this one? "Andy, I got myself an emotional support animal. It's a pig." Well, it's not a whole pig.
Wait, well, what?
Okay, it's bacon. "My friend bought his wife a fur coat made out of 3,600 hamster skins. And took her to the county fair."
How'd that go?
Couldn't get her off the Ferris wheel. Horse walks into a bar wearing a beautifully embroidered Chinese gown. Bartender says, "Why the Fong lace?" Okay, so those are some of the jokes we told this week. Steve, what would you nominate for Joke of the Month, Steve?
Oh, man, this is like picking the prettiest puppy.
Yeah, that's right.
Do I have some 8-year-olds here that can help me out? I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Bessie and Close Enough.
How about you, Marge? Which one did you like the best?
I like the people hanging on a rope,
John. How about you, Mr. Mazur?
I like the Mariachi.
Mariachi? Okay, yeah. You're all picking from the ones that she sent in. You guys didn't like the toilet papers recycled or the cologne colon joke or the bacon joke? No? I got to go with yours? I'm not going to do Talking Frog. I think I will pick... I'm going to pick Bessie Grins and Says Close Enough. To me, that one was a lot of fun. Marge, you okay with that?
Yeah, sure. How about Pete? What about Pete?
Bob? What about Bob in the newsroom? Bobby?
I like why the Fong Lace?
Why the Fong Lace?
Funny plan words too. Thingy.
All right, well, maybe that'll make the at-large bracket. But we're going to go, it sounds like, gang, with... We'll take Bessie Storms into the rec room at the retirement home. All right. Marge Sipla, is life in LaGrange, Illinois good?
Yes. I think we're all loving this weather, John. Isn't it beautiful?
It is. Have the leaves changed yet? Because in my neighborhood, they're just kind of going to brown. I don't know if we're going to get much color, Marge.
Yeah, it's the same thing here. I've got a little bit of, some of the leaves are on the ground. And I don't know about, I haven't seen a lot of color change yet, but we'll see.
Yeah. Marge lives in LaGrange, so just west of the city. It's where I used to hang my hat in LaGrange Park. Okay, my friend. Well, there we are. That's the joke for September. We'll come up with one for November and December at the end of the year, October 2, and then we'll do our tournament. It's always nice to talk to you, and we so appreciate your help, Marge.
Thank you so much to you and your team, and have a great trip, John.